It's Finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
Gee, Ray, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So I tell him I'm a blowjob. Then who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, oh, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
No, go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're at now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now? Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
All right, hour number three is upon us. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. Joe just sent this in, by the way. Nice joke. He pulled this off of Facebook. It says, this must be a liberal saying this. I've noticed that everyone who owns a boat seems to be a Trump supporter. Somebody responds back, that's because there's currently no government program that gives boats away. You have to work for a boat.
All right, then.
Not
I like
bad.
It.
Joe, pretty good one. He sent one more. He sent one other one real quick. So, and you guys have all heard this, but still, this is funny. Somewhere out there is a two-year-old girl whose mother is a stripper, her father is a crackhead, and her grandpa is president of the United States. Fact check that. True story.
Way to go, Jersey Joe.
All right. Okay, so let's do this. We have got topic that I wanted to cover, which is the 45 Father's Day gifts for the dependable dad in your life. Okay, so for those of you who are out there always looking for,
no,
what
wait.
Do I buy?
Wait a minute. That's pretty biased. What about stuff you want to get for the undependable dad in your life?
I guess it would
the
be
the one
nothing.
Who never shows up.
A lump of coal.
Oh, okay.
I guess that would be.
All right.
Okay, so here we go. We're going to roll through a few of these. There is... This one's not bad. Again, every one of these you'll have to look at differently and decide if this fits your dad or not. So for coffee lovers who like novelty, there's a trade coffee subscription. So you can actually get coffee beans shipped in from a wide variety of roasters all over the country on a subscription basis. So buy dad a subscription of coffee.
Before you even get into these,
mm-hmm.
is it horrible just to get somebody gift certificates, gift cards? Because I think it's great.
I like gift cards.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I don't mind them.
Because then I can buy what I want.
Yeah, not a bad deal. Now, if you want to be more personalized, you can do that. And I think most likely daughters and wives will do this more than sons will. Sons are good at just gift cards.
Oh, yes.
Wives and daughters will think through
well,
this.
John, I've always said that's how I shop at Christmas time. I just walk into Walmart. I go up to the gift card tree, you know, that tree of them. I shake it violently, and whatever lands on the floor, that's what people get.
I will say this, that having that unique gift that, especially in my case, where one of the kids gets you that, and it's and nothing wrong with gift cards to your point, I'm never going to deny one of those, but there is something, Andy, to be said for something that you can actually have kicking around year after year after year, and it just sort of sits someplace and you're reminded of it. Charlie said you can
Yeah, just you can do that with a gift card.
Yeah, do that
says.
With a gift card.
Just don't use it.
Yeah, you just leave it there. Yeah, sure.
I'd rather have gift cards. I don't want to remember anything.
No? Depends, I guess.
Okay, what's the next one?
Next one is called lightheaded. That would be one of those cool new headlamps where if your dad, you know, your dad works out in the shop or does different things or hikes or whatever, you buy these cool headlamps now that literally replace the need for a flashlight. You put that on and away you go. And they're really cool. Now they've come a long way. The flashlight technology in general has come a long way from what it used to be when we were kids.
True.
No, I mean, there's no comparison to flashlights of today to back then.
You see, I wouldn't want the ones that you put on your head. I would want those cool ones that you can stick anywhere.
Those are cool, too. The ones on your head, though, depending upon what you're working on, like if you're working underneath the cabinets and you're trying to fix, you know, plumbing or whatever, those ones on your head are pretty cool.
They are.
They were pretty good. So, the next one is called Pocket Relief. It's the Ridge Wallet Minimalist Slim Wallet. It's like a money clip that's sort of made out of metal that you can put all your credit cards and money and everything in.
Well, move on.
I like that one, actually. I'm not. I don't carry a wallet. I'm the money clip guy.
Really?
Yeah, I stopped carrying. Well, as a technician, again, when you work on cars and you're sliding in and out of vehicles and so on, wallets tend to slip out. And I can tell you early on as a tech, you'd lose them. Because as you're sliding in and out of a car, sometimes they slip out of your pocket. Money clips do not.
So that's why I carry your wallet?
I guess so, because back then it probably got lost.
Those cards have really paid off, by the way.
Thank you very much.
I haven't bought gas in years on my own.
Good for you.
Go ahead.
Good for you. Some of these I'm going to skip over because they're not what I would call, I don't know, to me they're just not. Yeah.
They're just not.
Yeah, they're just not going to work.
Okay.
So I'm skipping through these. Now this one's pretty cool. And these have gotten a lot cheaper than they used to be. Charlie can attest to this. This is the TCL TV, by the way, the 6 Series 55-inch 4K TV, which, by the way, some of these have come all the way down into the, you know, like low 400s, 500 range. Big screen TVs are cheap from what they used to be. And 55 is not even considered. That's funny. We say 55 isn't big screen anymore. It used to be huge.
Yeah, it used to be.
55. Yeah, Charlie said 32 used to be big. When we had, you know, 19-inch black and whites or whatever, you know, yeah, 32-inch big screen was, you know, that was huge back in the day. Now it's nothing, a couple hundred bucks, if even that.
Okay.
So they've come a long ways as well.
What about a shaving kit or something like that? Is that anywhere?
You know, those I think...
A really good electric shaver. I mean, a really high-end, well, the kind that actually works.
Well, now I'll have to say this. That's where you really need to know your dad.
Right.
And what they use or don't use. I cannot use an electric shaver of any kind, period.
Why not?
My
what are you, a hippie?
No, my beard is just such that it just irritates the heck out of it. I can't find one that cuts well enough to actually do any good, and there's still stubble left behind. So, no, it's not.
Are you a delicate?
No, it's actually.
You're a delicate flower.
It's actually the opposite. My beard is so thick that I need, like, all the razor I can get, or it doesn't come off. I'm not joking.
You're just delicate.
Well, just FYI, and Charlie knows this, the beard I have now, I can grow in less than a week.
Do you go to, like, nail salons so you can be pampered for hours?
No. Now, it's not a bad idea, but no.
Do you wear one of those face masks?
Nope, I do not do that either.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, here's one that's pretty cool. Now, this depends, again, on who the dad is and what you want to get dad. This is something I've always wanted to do. I just haven't stopped long enough to get it done, and that is buy your dad a bee house and get him started in the beehive, you know, honey-making business. I've always wanted to do it.
I would not want that.
Really? Charlie? Charlie says no. Because you're allergic to bees, or you don't want the hassle, or what?
Yes. I don't want bees around. Are you kidding me? I'll buy honey at the store.
Oh, bees are great. By the way, for your allergies...
I like my honey to come in plastic bottles that look like bears and don't bite me.
So you want a trick to your allergies, and this does work?
Yeah, you use a little honey from the area.
Natural, yeah. Your unfiltered natural honey from your area.
Right, because the bees, that's the bees who deal with the pollen in your area.
Correct.
Hey, can I throw one in here really quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, I know this is going to sound like I'm kissing up to a sponsor. I am not. But if somebody were to get you some of the finest of Barber's Food steaks... A big bunch of those, and you're a dad.
I would fully agree with that one.
You would be really happy with something
like
that.
Yeah, some of those things I've mentioned with barbers where they've got some of those specials right now, I don't know of a dad that would turn any of those down.
Yeah, because, you know, that's not just a bunch of steaks that haven't been aged that you were getting. I mean, if you get the really good kind like that just melt in your mouth and dad can throw those on the grill, he will not turn those down.
No, not at all. This next one's interesting because this is actually making a comeback. I don't know. Charlie, do you have a turntable? So Charlie does. Do you, Andy?
No.
Richard does. I don't. So out of the four of us, Charlie and Richard have. It's interesting. Charlie has one. Richard has one. Charlie's older and Richard's much younger, and you and I do not have.
Right.
But they're coming back. So turntables are becoming a real popular thing again, so something else to think about for dad. And most of them now can be plugged into most any sound system because they're, you know, digitized. And yeah, Charlie says they play MP3s and all kinds of stuff now. They're pretty cool.
All right.
So, and what's interesting is the young kids like Richard now collecting records, Andy. Where we were like dumping them, you know, because we were going to the digital side. They're actually bringing them back.
All right, then.
Kind of cool. And just for all of you listening, any true audiophile will tell you that the only true real sound that's not screwed up, digitized, is on a record.
Right.
Playing a record.
Sounds natural.
They will tell you that it sounds the most, the deep, you know, it's deep, it's natural, and all of that. Yeah, I'm skipping that one. A Kindle, that's actually on this list. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, sure.
Reading only, and Kindle, you know, Kindle puts the screen differently than what a phone or an iPad or something like that is. It's actually easier to read. Sunlight, whatever, doesn't make any difference. Yeah, it looks like paper, Charlie said. That's kind of why they did it.
Nice at the gym.
Yeah, great idea. Yeah. Okay, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Let's do this. Bruce Simmons is up next. He is our reverse mortgage specialist. And, hey, a lot of this really isn't necessarily Father's Day, but for a lot of you that are either siblings or you're the daughter, son, granddaughter, grandson, you know, you might look at a reverse mortgage and get the skinny on it and then maybe help some of those folks in your life that would not otherwise look at this because, frankly, in a lot of cases, these will help a lot of individuals that might not otherwise even think about doing this. So if that's you, call Bruce Simmons, American Liberty Mortgage. Find him at klzradio.com or 303-467-7821.
A reverse mortgage with Bruce Simmons puts more money in your pocket. One of the common misconceptions Bruce hears about reverse mortgages is that they're too expensive. But here in the Front Range, chances are good your property value will keep going up even after you get the loan, which means your overall equity may actually increase over time instead of shrinking. Plus, you get the benefit of using a portion of your home's value now instead of waiting until you sell the house. Best of all, FHA reverse mortgages are non-recourse loans, which means they're guaranteed by the government. So no matter what happens to the housing market, as long as you keep paying taxes and insurance, you can never lose the house or pass on debt to your heirs beyond the value of the home. A reverse mortgage puts more money in your pocket. Ask Bruce Simmons now at klzradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise. NMLS number 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
All right, Flesh and Beck, Kevin Flesh, who, man, what an outdoorsman Kevin is as well. In fact, this time of the year, he's one of those guys, if you want to know anything about the fishing end of things, just either listen on Saturdays to Sportsman of Colorado or call him up. On the same token, if you need any help on the legal end of things, he's got an entire team. He'll help you. He is not afraid to go to court. He'll get you what you've got coming, what's deserved. And it's easy. Just make a phone call, 303-806-8886, or find him at fleshlawfirm.com, F-L-E-S-C-H. That's fleshlawfirm.com.
At Flesh and Beck Law, your attorney sets you at ease from the first meeting so you have the space to think clearly. After an injury, you immediately start worrying about how you will afford the healing process. You start thinking about insurance deductibles, physical therapy appointments, vehicle repairs, and how to pay for rent in the meantime. Listening to one calm, qualified voice throughout the process will help you think rationally instead of making decisions based on anxiety. Call Flesh and Beck Law for a free, no-obligation consultation, and you will talk to a lawyer right away, not some legal assistant who just wants to find out how much money your case might be worth. Then, once you and your attorney both decide to move forward with your case, you will continue working with that attorney the whole time. The same person who meets you for a consultation will also sit beside you in court. Eliminate the fear of the unknown. Call Flesh and Beck Law at 303-806-8886.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. Real quick, Charlie was saying too on the Kindle that the nice thing about that for, you know, depending upon your dad and what he does or doesn't do, the words can be blown up on the Kindle, and a lot of the stuff that you can get on it is free.
And it's, yeah, and also it's easier to do that on a Kindle than it is on a tablet.
Agreed.
A lot easier.
Agreed. Well, one other thing real quick, that this is actually pretty cool. Now, it's a little bit pricey, but I've always wondered how one of these things work and how cool it would be, and those are those little mini pizza ovens. You seen those?
Yeah, But it would take up counter space. And
this would go out. These go outside typically. You usually put them next to your grill or whatever is what you do.
Really?
Yeah,
no,
the outside
this
ones.
I don't know.
Yeah, they make outdoor ones.
Outdoor pizza ovens.
And they're pretty cool, actually.
Which would actually be kind of nice, like when it's hot in the summer, but you want a pizza and you don't want to heat up the house.
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
And some of them are like a wood-fired where you get that, you know, wood-fired pizza flavor, you know, as well. So that's
I wonder
cool.
if you could use like different kinds of woods, chips.
I'm sure you could.
Like you do with your smoker.
I don't know why not. Yeah, I'm sure you could.
Let me ask you really quick before we move on. What are your favorite wood chips or whatever for your smoker? What's your favorite flavor?
I have found that I used to try to go through all the different, you know, cherry, apple, hickory, all that stuff.
Right, right.
I have found the Traeger. I don't have a Traeger smoker, but I use their pellets. The Traeger Gourmet pellets, which is sort of a mixture
gourmet.
Of several. They're called Traeger Gourmet pellets are the best.
And they're a mixture of several.
Yeah, they mix several different woods together to come up with that gourmet, quote-unquote, flavor.
Why is it better?
I think for me, it's not having to change your hopper of pellets if you want to try to change whatever flavor and so on. I just fill it with
That's
the gourmets
fair.
And smoke, and it works great. And off I go. And I can't really tell much difference in the flavor.
Okay, every meat's better in a smoker. I know that. But what meats really take the smoke the best? What meats do you really like in a smoker? Like, what about turkey?
Oh, turkey's excellent.
Now, salmon to me...
Same.
Smoker has got to be totally different from anything else.
All
you can grill
it,
salmon pretty
you
well.
You can. All of it tastes different to me on the smoker.
Let me ask you this. You ever done shark?
No, uh-uh. Never have.
You ever had shark?
Yeah.
Oh, it's yummy.
I've never done that. No.
I've never done
a whitefish yet on it.
No, I've always kind of wondered what shark could be like smoked.
Yeah, I haven't. No, I have not. No.
Okay.
No.
Steak.
Great. Yes. In my opinion, the best.
Okay, in your opinion, the best.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry to get off topic.
No, it's a great. Well, you just mentioned, though, one of the great Father's Day gifts you could get would be stuff from barbers. This applies to everything you're talking about. So, yeah, no, it fits right in. In fact, get your dad a, you know, recipe book, which I know books aren't really something that most people do, but you could get a nice recipe book with a lot of these things in it and the meat from barbers, and away you go.
Oh, yeah. I mean, dads like to experiment on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
I think the other thing we're going to do with Greg really quick, we talked today just as a side note, is he and I are talking about how he can actually even get into providing a lot of the things we that do smoking use, so you can do one-stop shopping. So all of your rubs and spices and so on, you can all get one place.
Okay.
Instead of having to get meat one place and all of your other stuff, you know, just do it all combined one place.
That's kind of a neat idea.
Yeah, so
like
we're working on that. So.
All right.
Next one on here is a nice DeWalt combo drill kit, which if dad doesn't have a really good cordless drill, this is almost a must in my opinion.
Oh yeah.
Have to. There's some other things in there I'm going to skip through because they're sort of like, don't think I would actually do that for dad. Now here's one that's pretty cool. And if you've never used one, and they have come a long way from what they did. I had one of the early ones and always used to have a lot of fun with it. I still own it. I don't know why I don't get it out more. I should. And that is a drone.
Okay.
They are cool.
Does dad like to spy on the neighbors?
Well, it's not even that. You can actually, you know, take pictures of your own home. You can do some really cool things with it, and nothing else. Just fly it around, have fun.
Okay.
They're a blast, and you can take them places. You can go to the, you know. Now you have to be careful.
What about weaponized drones, like for a strike?
Cool. That's even cooler. Yes, very cool.
Oh, okay.
You're not allowed to do that. Anyways.
Oh, I'm not. Okay.
In fact, in some cases, I think you have to have a, depending upon where you're flying and how high and stuff, you have a permit in some cases.
Probably.
Like a license, quote unquote.
Okay.
By the way, Richard and I were both talking about this today. If you don't know what the Sonos product is, go look it up. Because in my opinion, when it comes to their complete system. What I mean by that is if you get into Sonos and you start buying any of their products, you will not buy anything else once you buy them.
Are you talking for your TV, for the sound?
Yeah, anything.
Surround
they
and
make
all
surround
that stuff.
Sound. They make just regular standalone speakers. You name it. They've even got what they call the Sonos Connect, where you can put it in your own amplifier and play right through your own stereo speakers. It is by far the best stuff made. IKEA now, Charlie says, sells Sonos products.
Yeah, I think, I'm not sure, but I think ours is a Sonos for the sound bar that we have for our TV.
They're, in my opinion, they're the bar none the best, period. And I've tried some of the others, and I think mainly theirs is the best because they have the best phone app usability of any of them. And I've tried Apple's, I've tried Amazon's, and Sonos, hands down, the best.
All right.
And no, I'm not doing a Sonos commercial. I wasn't paid by them, but I think their stuff is the best. These are kind of cool, too, by the way. The new Apple AirPods. Very cool. That's a great Father's Day gift, by the way, if Dad does not have those.
AirPods.
AirPods. So they're wireless. You work Bluetooth. They charge in their case. You put them in. Totally wireless, and they're very cool and work well.
All right.
Yeah, very, very cool. Last but not least, there's some stuff on the list, but, you know, this really gets personal, like, you know, the iPads and even some phones are listed on here and so on. The other thing that I would mention is if your dad is into the smoking end of thing, like Andy was talking about earlier with the meats and so on, there's a lot of now really, really cool digital thermometers that you really have to have no matter how you're cooking meat, whether it's in the oven, whether it's on a grill, whether it's on the smoker. It's almost a must to have a digital thermometer to, you know, record or to measure the inside temperature of the meat. And they're really cool and not as expensive as they used to be.
Yeah, they're more exact, more precise.
Very exact. So, and,
you know,
go ahead.
So much of it also is just what your dad is into. I mean, maybe your dad is into tobacco, you know, fine pipe tobaccos, or maybe fine cigars, the good kind. You know, stuff like that. I mean, there's so many ways. Basically, what is your dad into? Get something cool.
Now, I will say this, too. For a lot of you, that have dads or you have a granddad or your dad is a granddad, one of the coolest things, and Richard will attest to this, that I have had the most fun with this past month is I somehow ended up finding one of those, Charlie, you know what I'm talking about, one of the new Polaroid cameras that pops out a little picture that's about a 2x4 inch little teeny picture. So remember the old days, Andy, where we would take a picture and it would pop out? Well, they now make those in a little fun camera. They're all different colors and they're meant for kids. And they've got a little pack of 10 you put in the back and it shoots out, you know, a little picture that develops. If you have grandkids, though, it is so much more fun doing that than using a cell phone to take a picture because the grandkids, you'll take it or they'll take it. And then they get to watch it develop. And it just becomes this event of taking pictures. It's a blast, Andy.
Because the kid gets to watch it develop.
And gets to take the picture as well.
Because
they can kind of put it up and look through the little viewfinder and click the little button, and they just have a blast with it. I'm not joking. It is one. You with your nephew, you should just have one around the house. It is one of the funnest things for little kids ever. And then they keep the pictures. Because keep in mind, you know, typically when they're under the age of 6 or 7, there's no cell phones. You know, they don't have any of that stuff. But this gives them the ability to keep that picture, which is really cool.
Well, I wish you could have like a little frame set or a little booklet frame set that is cool. Just where you can slide in, let's say, 6 to a page or
great
whatever.
Idea.
I just think that my nephew or
great
whatever
idea,
would
Andy.
Enjoy taking his own pictures, sliding those in there.
Great idea. There's somebody's invention idea right there. Put a little album thing together where they can slip them in there.
Yeah, I just think they'd
great
like
it. Idea.
All right.
Oh, they would. They would love that. Anyways, if you're somebody that has dad, granddad, have kids, or even like Andy that has a nephew running around, whatever, I'm not joking, guys. It has been... You can ask Richard, he will attest to it, when it comes to the grandkids, has been one of the funnest little cheap devices. In this case, I found it. I don't even know where it came from. But it's like one of the funnest things I've ever had around the house. It's a blast. They just love
why
it.
Why don't you find where it is, where you can get it online and put that on our
okay,
page?
Okay, great idea. I will do that. Because it's one of those things where as soon as the kids show up, guess what they go look for?
Really?
Yes. It's really cool.
Because they want to make their pictures.
They want to make their own pictures, yes. And it's different than using mom or dad's cell phone.
They can do it with the dog, take pictures.
Do whatever they want to do.
Okay.
It's a blast. So anyways, there you go, folks. We'll come back, talk a little bit more. Andy's got some stats.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll do that
got
as soon
a few
as we come
COVID
back.
COVID stats.
All right. Golden Eagle Financial coming up next. Al Smith, who talked to us earlier today about how to really handle inflation. What do you do? How do you prepare for it? How do you know you saved enough? That's where Al comes into play. Give him a call today, 303-744-1128. And that's you can also go to klzradio.com.
How you receive income from your nest egg in retirement is even more important than the size of your nest egg. All your adult life, you've focused on growing the money you set aside. Now you enter the uncharted territory of making certain that those funds will last for your lifetime. Al Smith will help you transition from accumulating wealth to preserving it. Chartered financial consultant and founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith works with people of varied income levels to create tax-free income in retirement. Some of his clients enter retirement with healthy pensions and robust portfolios. Others rely primarily on Social Security and the money in their 401ks or IRAs. Regardless of your previous investment strategies, how you choose to structure and withdraw your savings will have significant tax implications. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/money to make your money last. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, Geno's is next, folks. And I say all the time, they'll do full bumper-to-bumper service, whether that be a repair, maintenance, whatever it happens to be, they're there for you. And they have been in Littleton for 38 years, Andy. That ought to say something all by itself.
Yeah, that means people around there know them, trust them, and go back to them.
That's exactly right. Geno's Auto Service, I vouch for them all the time. Steve, the owner, is a great friend of mine. Geno's with a J, genosautoservice.com, 303-794-6700.
Now's the time to take advantage of Geno's Napa Break Special. This month, get a $50 Napa prepaid Visa card with a qualifying Napa Breaks parts purchase of $250 or more. For over 38 years, Geno's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. At Geno's, their team recommends checking your brakes every 5,000 miles. Stop in this week and they'll check your brakes for free. As members of Colorado Select Auto Care, the Geno's team will back up their work with Napa's nationwide peace of mind warranty. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop off your car and pick it up when ready. Geno's continues their public service work, partnering with Hands of the Carpenter and donating work on vehicles for single mothers or women in need. Check out all their Google reviews for a good snapshot of their business. They're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit them online at genosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, myself, Andy Pate. Real quick, I gotta make a change. I was wrong. Polaroid makes their own little mini cameras now that are very similar to what we had when we were kids growing up. The one I'm talking about is the Fujifilm Instax. It's Instax, the Mini 9 instant camera. You can buy them pretty much anywhere for about $50 to $60.
Okay.
Now,
and it's easy for a kid to use.
Oh, they're a piece of cake. It's a blast. Dave Hart, actually, from RoofMax, also sent in and said, here's another idea. A day at the Sporting Clays shooting range and a breakfast burrito beforehand.
That'll work.
Nice, Dave. Yes.
That will definitely
great
work.
Great idea. He also says that he cooks his pizza in his Traeger smoker. I've never tried that. I'm going to have to try that out.
Smoking a pizza.
Yeah, I'm going to have to try that. I'm going to get the recipe from Dave and give it a whirl. I'll let you know how it goes.
All right.
All right, give us your new survey.
Yeah, really quick. This just came out. You know how so often we think that we can never win the war in propaganda? Yes, we can.
Okay.
All right.
Explain.
Well, people, you know, on the big question, where did COVID-19 come from? Because this is a growing problem for the Democrats. And by the way, this is going to be a problem that's going to go right into 2022. People are going to be talking about it because of what the Democrats told us for so long. And Trafalgar Group, this was also put up on Hannity, so I'll give some credit. Trafalgar Group polled Americans on where did you think COVID-19 started? Okay. The first group, they're not sure. This is a pretty big group, 29%. That makes sense. Hey, I don't know.
Right.
All right. The second group came from nature, 17%.
That's it?
Yes.
It's a low number.
Came from a lab, 54%. Now, that's huge because don't compare 54 to 29. Compare it to 17. It's three times.
That's right.
Okay, because that'd be
that's
51%.
Right. That's right.
And now, Trafalgar does skew a little bit towards smart people.
What do you mean by that? They don't interview dumb people?
Well, it skews a little right, okay? Trafalgar,
I love it.
Trafalgar tends to...
So Andy just said the left is dumb and the right is smart.
Oh, yeah.
Which is true.
I will openly say that.
Yeah, there you go.
I come from the left. Yeah. I am now on the right. I've seen both sides. There's no question which side is smarter. Sorry, that's my bias, but I think that's a pretty educated bias.
I think so.
Okay, but... three times the number who think it came from nature now think it came from a lab. And you have to understand, John, the entire purpose to Anthony Fauci's existence was to cover for the fact that this came from that lab. You know, people say, no, his entire existence, why he was there to help us get through COVID.
Baloney.
What total baloney. Everything he recommended didn't work. Finally, some governors, these aren't scientists, governors from a few red states decided, okay, we're not going to listen to anything you
said. Pound sand, Fauci.
They said pound sand. They went their own way. And guess what? What they recommended worked so well that now, 2 months later, every state is following them, not what he said. So, but everything that he has been doing has been designed to keep people from understanding that it came from this lab. That's Why? Because he helped money be directed to that lab.
Because the guy's a criminal.
Oh, he is.
At the end of the day, he's a. I don't care what he says. He's a criminal.
Yeah,
you got that guy ought to be in prison.
He is nothing but covering for the Chinese. Okay, and it's not just because they don't want to know people to know that this came out of their lab. It's much bigger than that, folks. This was weaponized, not as a virus that they wanted to kill the world. I'm talking politically. Weaponized after the fact to take down Trump. Why? Because going from Trump to Biden meant trillions of dollars over a few years going to China from what they would have gotten. Yep. Huge money is at stake here.
You're correct.
Anyway.
You are correct.
Anyway, with everything in place, you got to keep in mind, Facebook would ban you, Twitter ban you, if you simply
mentioned it.
This came from a lab,
that's right.
Not from nature. Now it's 3-1. Jeez. People believe that, and that's almost overnight. That's just over the last couple of weeks.
And make sure you add the other part. Yes. And who's allowing it to be posted now?
Everyone.
Thank you.
They have to. They couldn't stop the truth. It was too big.
We, Andy, said this all last year. Mm-hmm. We've been saying it all this year as well. We're almost into, halfway through June now?
Yeah.
So for basically since about last April till now, we've been saying this. We let the dust settle, figure out what's going on, what's really happening, and so on. You know, 2 weeks slow to spread, all that. We were in. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll admit it. We were in. Didn't know what was going on. We had to get our, get our bearings.
We
and
weren't
all that.
Sure, but we said it looks like.
Right.
Yeah.
And once we got all that, though, it was a year plus that Annie and I have been talking about how much we've been scammed as citizens of this great United States of America. And it's getting proven more and more every day through what they're going through with not only these emails, but the other findings that they're finding out about Fauci, that we've been scammed.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
How does China get off this? China infected the world,
good
John.
Question.
They infected the world and caused an unbelievable economic disaster here in America.
Great question.
They destroyed our economy, and they actually got us to elect a Marxist dictatorship, basically.
Yep. You're right.
I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yes. And some out there, not a lot of you that are our listeners, but there's some of you listening that have even bought into this hook, line, and sinker, literally. Some of you literally have bought into this. And even I had arguments with conservatives a year plus ago talking about how we were being scammed and they didn't want to believe me. They thought I had lost my marbles.
Yeah.
I don't care about. I was told specifically, Andy. I should go back and actually read some of the Facebook comments from a year plus ago, where I was actually told that I don't care about people. I don't care if people die. On and on and on. In fact, I even had some people say, other conservatives say, that because of my belief, I should be the one that dies.
And yet they never come back later and say they were sorry.
Of course not. Of course not.
You know, what really blows my mind is everything the quote-unquote conspiracy theorists said about all of this is now all true. Not all of it. I mean, there were some wacky theories.
You're right.
But you know what I mean.
No.
Outside
the common
of the true,
sense stuff.
Yeah. All the people who are called conspiracy theorists, who are banned and mocked and canceled on all these platforms and schools, on the media and everywhere, are now right. And what I'm asking, John, is where are the I'm sorries?
They don't exist. They don't exist, Andy.
Not even, they don't exist. Not just from the media. Not just from Fauci, who should be in jail. Not just from a lot of these people who, are big names. Not just from Twitter and Facebook. But I'm talking from your friend who gave you a hard time because you said, you know what? These masks are useless. Okay? You've got to have a much better mask to have it make any difference. These are going to make no difference. That's proven true now. Okay? That's proven true. States that don't do the lockdowns are going to do just fine. That's proven overwhelmingly true. We are overreacting to this. There are much better ways to handle this, and you're going to kill an economy by doing it. They said, you remember this. They claimed they were saving the economy, John. Mm-hmm. They said this is the only way people are going to feel safe going out.
That's right.
Really? Really? Everywhere they didn't do it, the economy boomed.
Yep.
We were right. 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 We were as right as on this as we were on Russian collusion.
Yep.
And where are the, I'm sorry, forget from the big names. I'm talking from our friends. I'm talking from your texters. Okay? Where are the apologies?
They're not there, Andy. They're crickets. They don't exist. They like it's like they vanished. Boom, vanished. I mean, even the people that were posting and talking about things, you know, over a year ago, you don't even hear from them.
Last question for you then. If you are this wrong, wouldn't you own up to it?
And of course I would.
Wouldn't you man up?
Yes.
Show some stones and actually step forward and say, man, I messed up. Sorry. Yep.
In fact, as we go through maybe this next break here, I'm going to do my best to even go back through some of these and look to see exactly. I should have had this ready. I'm sorry. I wasn't even thinking about it before now.
No, that's okay.
If I actually find some of these comments, I will do my best to try to read some of these because, yeah, I literally got told, you know, a year plus ago, they didn't care if I died.
That you didn't care if other people died.
No, yeah, and they didn't care if I did.
Oh, because you're a killer.
Correct.
Because you were saying things that now are absolutely proven to be completely true.
Mm-hmm. Told you so.
Gosh.
That's all I'm going to say. Told you so.
Unbelievable.
All right, we'll come right back. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers, 720-895-0500. Make sure you talk to him before you do anything else when it comes to a mortgage. 720-895-0500.
Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Franktown Firearms, folks, where they're open all weekend long. Anything you need when it comes to shooting, the accessories, buying the gun itself, all of it. In fact, if you want to transfer something, all of that is available at Franktown Firearms. 720-770-7777 or klzradio.com.
Teach your children responsibility around guns in a safe, welcoming environment. At Franktown Firearms, everyone shares a common goal, to keep on learning. Responsibility requires practice, so head instructor Karen Murray considers herself a lifelong student as well as a teacher. Karen creates her own proprietary training courses so people of all ages may develop confidence with firearms. Now, for the first time, only at Franktown Firearms, children as young as 5 years old may learn to keep themselves and others safe in homes with guns. Starting with Airsoft and BBs, you and your children will develop a healthy respect for firearms together. Sign up for one of Karen's classes as a family at klzradio.com/Franktown. First responders, military veterans, and range members receive discounts in the shop. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Protect your business while protecting your bottom line. Call 303-423-0162 and the team at GIA will review your small business insurance plans for free. That's 303-423-0162.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us. So I do have a few of my comments I did go back through and find on my own Facebook page off of some of my posts. So here's one, Andy, that says, Christians, quote unquote, who care far more about the economy than how people die.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, these are real.
But this person has apologized since then, right?
No, they have not apologized.
Oh, but they're a Christian.
Well, this person probably is
probably
not.
Talking about Christians.
They're
God,
talking
okay.
about Christians, but yeah, no, probably not. That was just one example, and I've got, you know, I can go through here, and I got multiple others where, you know, people literally were making fun of me and Andy and some of what we said on air because of how radical we were.
My wife, here's one. My wife has lost, I won't say who, but a very close relationship for life. Destroyed. You want to know why?
Yeah, why?
Because she was holding these people's baby with a mask, and her mask slipped a little below her nose.
Jeez, who cares?
No. The father freaked out, basically threw her out of their home, and we don't know them anymore. Now we know all the numbers, and by the way, the numbers by that point had become very evident that kids in the, you know, babies were at zero risk. Okay.
Yep.
Nada. There was, there, and by the way, my wife, she's never had COVID. So she was bringing no risk. The kid was at no risk. These people destroyed a relationship. Tell me, I want you to guess how many apologies we've gotten from them. None. And you know what, John? There are a lot of people out there right now within the sound of my voice who have either destroyed a relationship or had others destroy a relationship with them during the last year over this, and there haven't been any apologies. It's about time some people start apologizing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you want some more here?
I do.
John Rush, you only care about money. Read your comments. Your priorities are in the wrong place. God have mercy on your soul. You're going to need it. She goes on to say, this is by a lady by the name of Anne. Well, you don't know me well enough to say that. I'm very concerned about the lives of others and have people out of work will not help them. That's the bottom line. If you really care about people, you would want them back at work ASAP. And I said, life matters more than money. You can always make more money. I said, that was my response to her. Sorry, that
right,
was my
right,
response
right.
back to her.
You were worried about all these people losing their jobs.
Correct.
Go ahead.
Then she says, life matters more than money. You can always make more money. If you're dead, you can't work anyways. And then I said, if you don't have a job, you may end up dead. Do you not understand? It's not an either or. It's both. She then says, not working does not kill a person. I said, look at what the WHO just announced in regards to child deaths worldwide. If we keep the economy shut down, this is very serious, and they are making my point. She then says, and look at the rise in FI cases after reopening the beaches one day. Or Florida cases, she said. We do not have a healthy enough population to return things to normal. I polled people I know, and over 85% have one of the conditions. Maybe 85% of your friends. She goes on and on to talk about all that. I'm like,
all lies. By the way, all spin. What was said to have happened in Florida didn't happen. Total lies.
No, it did not.
Yeah. And by the way, John, everything, though, that you warned people of happening to jobs and the economy
happened.
And families and family businesses all did happen.
Yep. This other guy that said earlier that I was a Christian and I didn't care about people says, John, are you aware that opening the economy back up too soon might cause far more harm in the long run? If opening it back up causes cases to surge, they'll then have to shut it back down longer and harder. You seem to be assuming that once it's back open, it'll stay open. Yeah. That's exactly what I said.
Okay, so you were right, you were right, you were right, and you were right. Did you ever get an apology from this person?
No, of course not.
So you wanted people's lives to be better and turned around. You didn't want people losing their jobs and their businesses and so forth, and you wanted their kids back in school. By the way, a year of seeing everybody wear masks over their face and not going to school, I cannot even begin to think about the psychological trauma that's going to cause long-term on kids. But setting that aside, you didn't want all that to happen.
No.
Because you love people.
That's right. I got then posts where people would put in comments like this. People are so ready to get back to life, forgetting that in 1918, the second wave of the Spanish flu reportedly killed 20 to 50 million. The first wave only killed 3 to 5 million. History does indeed repeat itself. Remember we were hearing that
uh-huh.
if we open back up, it'd be a repeat of 1918?
I'm sure they've apologized.
No, none of them have.
Oh, okay.
None of them.
My bad.
I mean, it's almost comical to go back and read these, Andy, because of how wrong these other people were.
What really gets me, John, is that, you know, I'll simmer down here. I was getting pretty angry, but our side has been right the entire way for the last 15 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All, not some, all statistics have borne out our side and not the other side, and yet no apologies.
By the way, those were all you and I posting back last April.
Oh, my gosh.
April. Not July, not September, April.
Well, they've only had 12 months to come around. They'll apologize soon.
Not going to happen.
No.
Not going to happen. I mean, I knew there would be a day where we'd be able to go back and look at some of those and sort of chuckle and laugh because of how absurd some of the comments were. I'm half tempted to post a new post tagging those individuals that said those things and asking for my apology again and see what happens.
Yes.
I might do that just to see what happens, just for grins, just to poke the bear a little bit.
Do it. Do it.
I may do that this weekend. We'll see how it goes. All right, one last time out, then we'll get you guys out of here for the weekend. Extreme Auto Repair is next. And, hey, Cooper Tires right now are on sale. They've got a rebate on a couple of different series depending upon what you're driving. And it's really easy. Go to klzradio.com. While you're there, fill out their form, and you get free wiper blades or a tire rotation. And don't forget, all of their tires, they can do the road hazard warranties and all the things there. Plus, they've got a very, very large facility to get you in and out as quickly as possible. ExtremeAutoRepair.com is their website. klzradio.com is where ours is. You can fill out that form or call 303-841-1071.
Thanks for restoring my faith in humanity. No more hopping from one mechanic to another trying to find a solution for your vehicle's persistent issue. Extreme Auto Repair has a reputation for fixing problems quickly. You bring your Nissan to the dealer because of a rattling noise. They charge you $4,000. You still hear the noise. You bring the same vehicle to Extreme Auto Repair in Parker, where Sean and his team quickly discover a broken bolt in the subframe, a known Nissan failure they have seen many times before. Real stories like this one earn Extreme Auto Repair customers for life. As one woman exclaims in a recent 5-star review, "Thanks for restoring my faith in humanity." The factory-trained technicians at Extreme Auto Repair stay up to date with the manufacturer data for your vehicle's specific make and model for quick, experienced problem solving. KLZradio.com/extreme.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, and producer Ann was listening and said, maybe if they wore masks, or sorry, they wore masks in 1918, maybe if they hadn't, it wouldn't have been so bad. Again, different times, folks. Even our medical care in 19, you cannot. This just shows you how the intelligence of people is so stupid. How they're not very intelligent, I should say. You cannot compare the medical care we have in at that time, 2020, to 1918.
No, you can't, John, but you can bring up emails with Dr. Anthony Fauci flat out saying these cloth masks that you get in stores do
not. Are worthless.
Absolutely. They're worthless. They do not stop respiratory viruses.
Yep.
And yet, he, along with Joe Biden, who held it up and he held up one of those stupid masks and said, "This is my COVID plan." And Fauci backed him up.
Yep. We deserve a huge apology.
Yeah, we do.
We're not going to get it, of course, because they're never going to admit they're wrong, including Dr. Fauci. He won't admit it either.
No, but he's in worse trouble, I think.
This
is starting to look really bad with China.
He's got something in the ringer right now.
He covered up.
He's in a little trouble.
Real
quick, and I know we've only got about a minute or so left. Do you think there will be any kind of a congressional investigation on him?
No, because the Democrats run both houses. Nothing is going to happen to him because the people who do not care about finding any kind of truth, they only care about covering it up. There are two things you can do with truth. Expose, cover up.
True.
The people who want to cover it up are in charge, so no, it won't happen. He'll get off the hook. But it's going to hurt them in 2022.
Andy, I would agree with you on that one. I think you're 100% correct.
Yeah.
People are going to remember this.
3-1 think it came from a lab.
Mm-hmm.
A lab.
And by the way, I think that number will rise.
A Chinese lab, and the Chinese are hooked at the hip with Joe Biden.
Again, folks, I believe that as time goes by, you will start to see those numbers rise as far as who believes it came out of a lab.
I don't know how much higher it can go. Well, yeah, maybe some of the not sure ones will move over.
Right.
But I can't believe only 17% say in nature, for crying out loud, 17%. At that point, you are on the hard, hard, hard fringe left. You're talking the kind of people who think global warming is what's causing immigration problems at our border.
And it's not, folks, either.
I mean, that's a few wacko loons in Seattle and our vice president.
And some others along with them. Actually, a lot of the party's that way, Andy. There's a lot on the left that believe that.
That's nuts.
It really is. It's just insanity.
Hello. You invited them all.
Yeah, exactly. All right, guys, if you missed the 4 o'clock hour, we had a lot of fun doing movies from the 2000s.
Yes, we did.
That'll play next. Don't forget, I'll be back in the morning, Fix It Radio. Greg Bloom from Barber's Foods is going to join me. We're going to talk a little bit about how to really have a good time fixing the proper meat and how to do it on Father's Day. So we'll get some great tips from Greg in the morning as well, and then Drive Radio right after that. So
sounds awesome.
Andy, have a great weekend. And guys, we'll see you in the morning. This is not Fix It Radio yet. That'll be in the morning. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.